Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What's going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, we're going to talk about sales, and I'm going to give you four tips that you can implement right now to get more sales and close more deals. Before we get started, please subscribe to the show. I release an episode every single day, Monday to Friday, and I have interviews with top entrepreneurs, 8- and 9-figure earners that are going to teach you how to schedule your days, how to scale your businesses and become the CEO of your remote empire. Now, the first thing that I want you to do to close a deal is to really think about your prospect and make sure that you're not speaking with everyone that comes your way. Pre-qualifying your prospect is one of the most important things you can do. Think about this, you have a finite amount of time as an entrepreneur when you're scaling, even more so when you are scaled, but at that point, I'm assuming that you're going to hire salespeople to reach out and to run demonstrations with your products. But when you're starting out and you're trying to do everything on your own, you cannot get on the phone or send emails to everyone in the hopes that someone then comes back to you and wants to buy your product. So do the right research, be a sniper, find the right people, study their businesses, understand if their size is big enough to buy your product, or if the person that you want to speak with has buying authority. You'll be surprised as to how many salespeople spend days reaching out to the wrong people in those businesses, and then when they get on the phone and they run the presentation and that person says, well, I don't have a buying decision here, I can't make a buying decision, then people get frustrated, upset, and they give up and they say, well, I'm not a good salesperson. So again, the very first thing that you need to do is pre-qualify your leads and your prospects and make sure that you're only speaking with people that A, are in a position to afford your product, and B, that they themselves have the buying authority within the business. Now that you're speaking with the right people and the right businesses, it's time for you to uncover the right motivation and the right reason why these people are on the phone with you to begin with. So I always use this as an example. You know, if you sell food, the main reason why people will buy your product is because they're hungry. And that is one motivation, one reason, right? They're hungry, they need food. But of course, there's so many more reasons why people should buy your food as opposed to any other food brand or type. And that's when you gotta start really understanding the psychology of the buyer in this case. Why are they looking for your specific product and not someone else? Let's use a health food company as an example. If you sell health foods, chances are people are buying your food not only because they're hungry, but because they feel like they have low energy. Maybe they're not as focused as they would like to be, so they're finding themselves working late nights and not getting home until late. Their relationships are not as good now because they're not healthy, and they feel overall crappy, and they're trying to find better foods for themselves. So if you are a company that sells those health foods, you're not gonna go up to your client and say, you're hungry, here's our food. You're gonna say, I know you want to eat well, but at the same time, you don't want to sacrifice your time with your family and you wanna feel healthier and more in control of your mind and focus. For this reason, the food that we've created is gonna help you feel full, and at the same time, you're gonna have the energy and the focus to get work, all your work done before 5 o'clock. So when 5 o'clock hits, you can go home and spend time with your family. See? We're selling food in this case, but we're not simply appealing at the fact that the person is hungry so that we can, you know, help them eat, but we're actually helping a bigger cause here. We're solving a bigger problem. In this case, was the energy and the time away from home that this person was suffering from. All right. Now that we found the real reason why someone needs our product, it's the time for you to find out or tell the client why this is the only product that really helps them solve this problem. So you should know your product inside out at this point, so you can use every single feature, all right, of your product and match it with a benefit that your prospect will get if they choose to go with your product as opposed to someone else's product. Again, at this point, you should know very well why your client, your prospect, is looking for a specific item or service in this case. Now, once you know exactly why, you can again match your benefits with their needs and show them how the product that you have can basically be a perfect fit, like a puzzle piece with their needs. Once you're able to do this, you're going to really show them that your solution is the best in the market and cannot be, you know, exchanged with anything else that other people or other businesses are selling. And that brings me to the fourth point of the story here, is the fact that no one, even if they're already sold, will be super happy to give you their credit card and buy from you. There's going to be a certain level of resistance in anyone at all times. And that resistance actually is your prospect saying, no, not right now, I am not ready, I wanna look around, I gotta speak to my spouse, or any other excuse or any other way of them saying no to you. So now we're not in the sales part anymore, we're in the closing stage. I want you to think about the closing stage almost as a coaching session. You want to coach your prospects to make the right choice right now. So you want to break through the resistance and keep on providing reasons why they should buy the products without really being disrespectful or being repetitive. Here's the problem. I coached other people in sales in the past, and I always told them, do not stop at the first no, keep on selling or keep on closing, keep on giving them reasons why they should buy it. But the problem is that people keep on repeating the same three or four sentences. And when you repeat the same thing over and over again, that's not a conversation anymore. It's gonna get very awkward. And of course, the prospect is gonna get annoyed and it's gonna either hang up the phone on you or just leave, right? So here, you're supposed to really find at least 15 or 20 different ways to convey the same message, which is, let's do this right now, and reframe it and say it in a different way over and over again so it does not sound repetitive. You want to do this because if you read any sales books, you will be able to find that no one buys right away. It takes about 5 or 6 no's before breaking through that resistance and finally getting someone to buy from you. Again, this is very important. You do not want to mix up sales with closing. At this stage, you're simply giving reasons to your clients why they should buy right now, not really talk about the product itself. The reason why this is important is because if someone is already sold on your product and you keep on selling them, you may uncover things that they didn't even think about before that could cause more friction and more resistance. So keep it simple, keep on letting them know why they should buy it right now and make the transaction happen this moment, and keep on repeating it over and over again. Now, of course, if you find that you're getting to the point where they're getting frustrated, you can, depending on your sales process, step aside, take some time and follow up with them in a couple of days. But even if they don't want to buy on the spot, definitely put them into your funnel for a next phone call, maybe a couple of days out, 3-4 days out, and keep on following up until they buy. This is very, very important. I've had my biggest sales at a stage of the sales process that I didn't even think was possible. 2-3 months down the road, after I make the 9th or 10th phone call to them, they said, you know what? You're right, I am ready to buy. And if you do this and you have a big pipeline, you will get a sale every few days and your business will grow that way. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.